Australian citizen Stern Hu was detained Sunday by officials from China's Ministry of State Security. The three other Rio Tinto employees arrested are reported to be Chinese nationals. Conservative politicians in Australia believe the arrests could be linked to China's anger at its failure to secure an 18% stake in Rio Tinto, as well as Beijing's frustrations about protracted talks with the giant Australian mining company on the price of iron ore, a key component in the making of steel. China has demanded sweeping price cuts, which have been rejected by Australia's resources sector. Rio Tinto, the world's third largest mining company, is leading negotiations for global iron ore suppliers in price talks with Chinese mills. The two sides failed to reach an agreement by a June 30th deadline. Investors are worried that allegations of industrial spying could damage lucrative ties between Australia and its biggest trading partner. A previous period of sustained economic growth in Australia was fueled by China's seeming insatiable appetite for its minerals. The suggestion that Hu's detention is linked to sensitive commercial issues has been dismissed by the Australian government. Foreign Minister Stephen Smith says Australian diplomats must be allowed to visit him.
We want access to him to satisfy ourselves as to his welfare, satisfy ourselves as to his well-being. In terms of the stated reason for his detention, espionage and stealing of state secrets, as I say, that very much surprised us.
Hu is one of four Rio Tinto employees arrested in China. It's reported the three other detainees are Chinese citizens. In a statement, Rio says it's been unable to contact any of its workers held in China. The company is seeking clarification from Beijing about the case and insists it will cooperate fully with any investigation the Chinese authorities may wish to undertake. China's laws on industrial espionage give authorities wide powers when deciding how to prosecute. The government in Beijing treats an array of economic and other data as state secrets. In 2002, a Chinese-born American, Fong Fu Ming, was jailed for paying bribes to help investors obtain secret information to bid on energy projects. Fong was sentenced to 5 years in prison but deported from China after spending 3 years in custody. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.